Blog Talk Radio.
Lord,
find favor. Come on, say find favor in your sight. Lord, please, Lord, please.
Make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. you really want to be.
Everything I need
where He is. To be where He is to invite Him into your heart, dwelling daily, meaning greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. When you hide the word in your heart, the word goes wherever you go. When you have the word in your heart, when you're thinking, you got the spirit of the word to tell you to smile.
Here's my worship. Come on, sing. Take joy. That's good. Make it your dwelling place. Wanna put a smile on your face. I breathe in my heart. That's good. People of God say, I breathe in my life. And I love this part. The part it just says, so here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Hold on, I'm about to sing. Come on. Here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord. You got to raise it a little louder now. Say, here's my worship.
Here's my worship smile.
Come on, raise it before Him. Say it.
Here's my life, Lord, smile.
Oh, give it all over to you, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord.
Come on, shout that out one more time. Here's my worship.
Here's my worship smile.
Come on, raise it before Him. Say, here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord. Smile.
This time we're going to shout it out. Say, here's my worship.
Here's my worship.
Hey.
Smile.
Dwell here. You live here. Here's
my life. Give it to you. You won't let me down.
You won't break my heart. You won't let me fall. So I give it to you. Say you won't let me down.
You won't let me down.
You won't break my heart.
You won't break my heart.
You won't let me fall.
You won't let me
so
fall.
I give it to you.
So I give it to you.
You won't let me down.
Good.
because he is good, and his mercy endures forever. My beloved, when you bless the Lord at all times, you're just perfecting worship, real worship, for his glory. For he is good, and his grace and his mercy endures forever. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I will bless the Lord at all times, for his grace is sufficient. No matter what you're going through, his grace is sufficient. No matter what it sounds like, his grace is sufficient. For God's grace is sufficient. Today, that is your word. I pray that you hide it in your heart. Because when we meditate on the word day and night, we prosper and we are successful in worship. A worship.
You are for me.
If God is not happy with
grace,
you, worship. We need to change the way
it's
we
not
walk.
What I
change the way we talk.
And
change the way we live our
life.
If God
but daily
with
grace
our worship.
Them in the Church of God in Christ. These are songs that I learned in the Church of God in Christ. It's just something like,
I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Where he leads me, I will follow. Because I love Jesus. He loves me. Everybody say it now.
I love Jesus.
Keep my shelter.
Keep my shelter.
Where do you
lead me?
loves us unmerited favor.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. We're here tonight. That's the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
My beloved, it's all about God's grace. When Paul was going through his affliction, he prayed to God, and God said his grace is sufficient in our weakness. If you want to live by God's sufficient grace, you're not going to catch it falling from the sky as you hurry to your next appointment. You're not going to catch it when you're just sitting, dwelling in the past. You must go to the, as Dr. Martin Luther King would say, to the mountain. Another I heard say, go to the fountain and drink deeply, where he is the one who quenches our thirst. When you read his word and meditate on those words, his grace is flowing into you. So, feast on the word today. And that word today is God's grace. I have a dear friend that is pastoring in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, New Beginnings Church, Metro Memorial Church, located on 6th Street, not far from the YMCA. She ministers, only what you do for Christ shall last. Whatever you do for Jesus, let it be for his glory. For it's his glory that we can do everything for his glory. And that song that was ministered to soothe your mind and heal your soul was none other than Pastor Carlin White, spawn all the way from Harrisburg, pastoring New Beginnings Church here on 6th Street. I'm going to play another selection. And for those of you that are listening in Harrisburg, give me a call, 717-379. Let me know that you've been blessed by the best music artist from our own Carlin White Splott, to Tasha Carr, to Vicky Whining, and CC Whining here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, 7-Eleven. Next selection by Carlin White.
Thank you.
After 2,000 years, destiny fulfilled. John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the grace that saved. That's the grace that kept me. That's the grace that never left me. That's the grace that won't let me fall because of his love. My beloved, we need to pray for my love.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done with love. Though I may speak well to you, that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor and give until there is no more. That could be enough. So we gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love. Suffer long and to be kind, to never envy or brag, choosing never to be puffed up in yourself. Imagine never acting unseemly, never selfish or touchy, never fretful or resentful, and never easy to ignore wrongs done to me. Oh, how we need love. Teach us how to protect us from man, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love. And I'm gonna need some children. Ooh.
That we are to pray for each other so that you and I may be healed. Basically, this statement means that when you minister to someone else, God turns around and ministers to you what you need. Isn't that just like the God that has grace? He's given. Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Therefore, if you are having problems, find someone else who has problems and start helping them solve their problems. And if you need someone to pray for you, start praying for someone else. If you need financial help, give to someone who has less than you do. Jesus says to us, think about God's kingdom first. Matthew 6:33. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
How many just feel his love in this place tonight? Thank you, Jesus. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Can I get somebody to agree with me? We're all a part of God's body. It is his will. Of your needs, every last one of them, and they're going to be. Oh, you important to the Lord. Wow. My God, you important to me tonight. Without you, I wouldn't have a ministry. You're the reason why I came. I need you to survive. I won't harm you.
God loves me,
Rob.
watches over me.
Any of you.
You are for me.
And I, the word sin.
Grace,
Bible says we all have sinned, fallen short.
And it's
come
not
to the
what
glory
I
of God.
Deserve.
Romans 3:1-3.
And nothing that I've earned.
As a sinner, you are without God and without hope.
Grace, but for your grace,
all because of that grace.
Oh, but for your grace,
Savior, our salvation is only
but for your grace,
not through the church. Not through the Lord, not through the good work, not through baptism,
but
deep in the golden room. Every lost sinner is going to hell. But God offers you and I the gift of salvation through the precious blood of Christ. So by grace, you saved, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of course.
But it's not what I deserve. And nothing that I've earned. But daily.
It's not something earned.
Grace,
but it's
save me.
Say, oh, but as many as we
say, but for your grace,
power to
your
even to them that believe.
Every day, every day.
Our website at www.kingdom, Deborah A. Jackson, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry.org. Or give us a call at 717-379-1503. We have published a pamphlet that we're sending out. It's called The Gathering. Community gathering, and every fourth Friday, we invite you to come and dine, fellowship with family and friends. For more information regarding Fourth Friday, actually tomorrow is Fourth Friday, and we invite you to the YMCA at 7 o'clock for a Fourth Friday gathering, and yours truly will be sharing from my book, Fulfilling My Destiny from the Runway to the Pulpit. So please join me at the YMCA at 7 o'clock this coming Friday, which is the 26th, if not 27th, I believe. But join us for Fourth Friday weekend. Gather
unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.